Mrs. Nettie Kaplan. All right, Mrs. Kaplan, would you like to tell me about your home in Europe, where you lived, what country it was, and whether it was a village or a town or a farm, and what kind of a house? You said it was Poland.
Poland.
Near Plusk. And was it a village or a farm?
It was a village first. That is, as far as I when my, you want me to start with my folks?
Yeah.
Well, when my folks were married, they lived in a village. My father's brother moved to San Francisco at that time, and a couple of years later, they asked my father to come there.
All right.
San Francisco.
Okay.
So he left.
All right. Now, in living in the house with you in Europe, then, before your left father came here, did you have brothers and sisters? How many brothers and how many sisters?
You mean when
right before you came over.
Oh, when we came over, we were three sisters, three girls. I was the oldest.
So you had
two sisters younger than you.
No brothers. And your mother and father had lived with you in the house until your father came on ahead.
My father went to San Francisco to live with his brothers.
Mm-hmm.
He was gone, I don't remember, maybe about 3 years or 4 years in San Francisco. And his brothers wanted him to stay because they were in business and they were doing very well. And he didn't have any occupation of any kind. So, and they were in business, they were doing very well. So they wanted him to stay and bring the family over. Because at that time, there was only either just one or two children. I don't remember. So my father didn't want to stay. He wanted to come back to Europe. So he came back. And he came back with some money in his pockets. See, at that time, he came back with money in his pockets. So years ago, he came back from America with money in his pockets. So he was if you could do it, anything he wanted to see. So then they opened up a little bit of a store, a little town, a little store there. Well, it didn't last very long. In a few years, I don't know exact the amount of years, 2 or 3 years anyways. Then the money was gone. He didn't know what to do again. And they didn't want, his brothers didn't want any parts of him anymore because he didn't listen. So this time, my father went to New York, because we had relations there, see. And my mother, in the meantime, my grandmother died. So my mother, so that time she had the three children, three girls. So my mother, with the children, we all moved in to live with our grandfather on a farm. And we lived with our grandfather on the farm then. And my father was in New York. So
the village then that you're talking about is where you lived with your mother and your grandparents.
Yes.
While your father was in New York.
Yes.
The second time.
And my grandfather was in the dairy business. He had cows and he had people that would take care of him. He used to make cream and cheese and stuff like that.
So it was really like a farm.
A farm.
It was really
and
a farm.
He used to and the next, that was a country, of course. There's a little town, maybe, I don't know, it'd take us about an hour, 2 hours to get there. So we used to, well, every week, my father used to make cheese and cream, and all that stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather, and he used to take us with him, and we used to go to the city. He had customers for his produce. You know. So we used to go with my grandfather. We used to walk it, because it wasn't very far. And we used to walk into that little city, and where he used to get rid of his produce.
So then your two, I'll put down your two grandparents and your mother were living with you there at that time, right?
And I'll tell about the store that, you don't know what kind of a store it was that your father had for those few years?
It wasn't a store, it was a farm. And the,
no, I mean when your father, you said for that, it was a grocery store?
A little grocery store, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's your grandfather. All right. Now, what languages were spoken in your home?
My home, Jewish and Polish.
Yiddish and Polish, uh-huh. Right. And what kind of schooling did you yourself have?
There, we didn't have, my grandfather was teaching us Hebrew. He was teaching us to daven, you know, to Hebrew. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to take us, he was going to take us to that city and to take us to cheder, but it was too much trouble, so he used to teach us. Mm-hmm. Pieces,
and did you have any Polish education?
No, because mm-hmm. My youngest sister, when we come to this country, the youngest one was only about 4 years old, mm-hmm. and the one next to me was she was six, I guess. No, I was about nine then, and my sister next to me was 2 years younger, and the third one was, I don't know, 4 or 5 years younger. Mm-hmm.
All right, now do you remember anything about, was there a shul in this small town where you lived?
Yes, we used to go for holidays, we used to pack up.
Was that in the town where your grandfather used to sell things?
Yes. All right. We used to pack up, and we used to go there and stay there for a little, you know.
For yontif.
For yontif, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you remember what the shul itself was like at all?
No.
And do you remember what your relations were with the non-Jewish people in your community? Were there
all we knew was a farmer that lived, you know. But my grandfather was on very good terms with the Polish people. He was a kind of person that everybody loved. He was very religious, but he was one of these that live and let live, you know. Mm-hmm. One of these kind, you take care of your religion, I'll take care of mine. Mm-hmm. And he was very, and he, so he was very well liked in that community.
Okay. Now, did your father or your grandfather belong, as far as you know, to any organizations at that time? Zionist organizations
or anything like that? No.
All right, now do you remember anything about the relationship between the government of your country, of the country, and the Jews at that time?
Everything was quiet then, as far as we know. Everything was quiet.
And what did you think about America at that time?
You
already knew that your father had been here for a short while before.
We just kids, you know.
You knew your father was there.
Yeah, we didn't pay too much attention. My father was in New York for about 3 or 4 years, and then he sent for us to come to New York.
All right, now, I guess that's the explanation as to why you left the country in which you were born.
Yeah.
Your father came here to make a better living for the family, right? And came to the United States because, who did you say you had in New York? Your father
My mother had an aunt and an uncle lived in New York, and they were in the tailoring, cleaning and dyeing, a little sort of little tailor shop that they had at cleaning. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. So when you and your mother and your sisters came from Europe, you were going to New York.
We stopped in the Kessler Garten, and there we stayed. I don't know whether overnight or the same day, but those people came and took us to their home.
Your uncle and that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, were you, when coming over on the ship, was it just your family, or were there a large group you were with? I don't mean there were other people on the boat, I know, but were there others like from your town or for your area that you were traveling along with?
We didn't know anybody because we lived on a farm, so we didn't really.
So you were really just
maybe my mother
group.
Maybe my mother might have known some people, but we were kids, we didn't know anybody, but there were a lot of people there, of course.
Now, do you remember how you traveled from your farm home to the boat? Do you remember?
Horse and wagon, my dear.
Horse and wagon.
Horse and wagon.
till...
That's the only
till where? Then did you go by train part of the way then, too, do you think?
I know we got on a horse, we got on a wagon, and they took us to Hamburg, I think.
Oh, right, all the way to Hamburg?
Mm-hmm. And okay.
we got the boat
there.
All right, now, so then your aunt and uncle and your father met you in New York. And you remember whether there was any organizational representation? Were there any Jewish organization people who met you there?
We weren't, like I said.
Now, do you remember if your mother, you brought along any things with you from New York, any special objects or papers or any things that you brought from Europe?
Well, she brought her clothes. She had a little jewelry that she had, and she brought her some of her clothes that she's had. You know, of course, the kids didn't have.
Did you bring any furniture or family objects?
No. Pillows.
And
candlesticks.
Uh-huh.
And she brought her clothes that she was married in, you know. Those clothes she still brought here. And she had some earrings and different kinds of pieces of jewelry that she brought with her.
Right. Now, was your name the same as it was in Europe, your family name?
Aronson.
A-R-O-N-S-O-N?
A-R-O-N-S-O-N.
Now, do you remember what first impressed you when you came to the United States, New York?
First thing that impressed me is black people. I saw black faces, so I says, my goodness, you know, they used to talk. And then the elevator trains, that impressed us a great deal.
All right. Now, when you came to Pittsburgh, what first impressed you here? Do you remember?
When we came to Pittsburgh, my father came here first. He kind of didn't know. He didn't have a job in New York. He didn't want to stay there. And somebody told him Pittsburgh is a good place or something. So my father came to Pittsburgh by himself, and he found us a place to live, a basement room, one big basement room. On saying that street now, the Hill District here. And that's where we lived. And one basement room for a little while.
You don't remember the name of the street?
Oh, what was it now?
Maybe you'll remember.
Townsend Street. One of those streets up there. What was it? I think it was Townsend Street.
Uh-huh.
And there was a little bit of a grocery store on the first floor, and this here was a basement room down the basement, and that's where we lived. And that's where one of my sisters were born there, in that basement room.
Mm-hmm. What was it that most impressed you when you first came to Pittsburgh? You don't remember what you did on the first day that you were here? Went right to the house. Your father had already gotten the house. Uh-huh. Now, was there anything about life in the United States that you remember that disappointed you in those first 5 years that you were here?
Nothing disappointed me, because I hadn't seen anything in Europe. See, all I saw was country, beautiful country, you know, and that stuff like that. And so there was nothing that really disappointed me.
And was there any time during those first 5 years, did you go to school here?
When I was about, after I was here for about 6 months or maybe a year, I went to work into a tobacco factory.
Well, was there any time during those first 5 years that you felt unjustly treated because you were an immigrant?
Mm-mm. No. Uh-uh. I worked in a tobacco factory, and I was treated all right. And, of course, we were earning $1 a week or so, you know.
And now, do you remember how long your family lived in this basement room on Townsend Street?
I don't remember exactly how
about
long. maybe a couple of years, because one of my sisters was born there. Mm-hmm. After that, we moved to our alley. I guess it's still in existence. There's an our alley on Hill District, right in back of Fifth Avenue.
Yes, I know.
We moved to a house there.
Our Way. Isn't it called Our Way? Or
no,
our alley?
Called Our Way. That time called Our Alley.
Our
So we lived in a house. It was a double house. We lived one side of it. And that's where my mother gave birth to three more children there, in this house.
Right.
We're struggling.
Now, you said the kind of work you first did when you came, when you came to New York, you didn't do anything there.
Well, no.
But when you came to Pittsburgh, then,
after I
you
was
said about 6 months later, huh?
About, yes. So somebody, I don't know, my father wasn't earning hardly anything. We had to, so somebody suggested the back factory. That's where I went to work, the back factory.
But you rolling cigarettes?
Rolling cigarettes. Mm-hmm. Not cigarettes, Toby's.
Cigars, they're Toby's.
Cigars, Toby, yeah. And
how much did you say you earned?
Oh, I guess $1, $1.50 a week, I suppose. I didn't even get the pay. My father used to come and collect the pay, and you're supposed to do piecework, you know.
Yeah.
So you'd go to work when it was still dark in the morning, pitch dark, and come back in when it's dark. Time didn't mean anything. We never looked at the clock, you know.
And did you have to work on Saturdays and Jewish holidays?
No. Sunday we worked. Always on Sunday, but never on Saturday. Oh, no.
And how long did you stay working in the Toby factory?
Well, I worked there until I was married. I worked there for about 9 years. And my sister next to me, after she went to school, she must have gone to fourth or fifth grade maybe, I don't remember now. And she also went to work at the back factory.
Did you belong to any kind of a union when you worked in the Toby factory?
After we worked in the Toby factory, then there was some girls there. There was mostly kids, you know, kids, 10, 12-year-old kids. So the inspectors would come, look around. When the inspector would come, they'd take us and stick us in the next room.
But did you belong to a union then later when you were older?
Later on, there was a few girls, there were older ones, they were in their 20s, you know. And they said, what? So they started a union, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they started a union, and then it was different. So we were working piecework, and we knew how much we were earning, and we were getting our salary then after that.
Mm-hmm. But earlier, when you first went to work for $1.50 a week, you didn't get paid by the piecework.
Who knows? You work. That's
you
all.
Just work. Yes.
Just work.
So you got paid.
Okay.
All right, and. You didn't work then after you were married?
Mm-hmm.
And if you had this part of your life to live over again, what kind of work would you have liked to have done?
I don't want to even think of the life that was, because we were...
But I mean, is there something, did you always want to be a nurse, or did you always like the idea of being a teacher? Was there something that you would have liked to have done
I would have liked, of course, if I had expected. And then I went to night school, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Went to night school and picked up a little reading and writing, so that enough, you know, to get me by.
Uh-huh. Do you remember where the night school was?
Went on Franklin Street. Franklin School.
That's
I went there. And at one time we went to Forbes Street, too. One time we lived.
At Forbes School?
Yeah, Forbes School. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. About how long did you go to the night school, do you think?
I don't remember now. I went for some time, and then after that, that was after I was married.
Both of those were after you're married.
I went to Forbes School before I was married. But after I was married, and I lived with some people on Crawford Street there, and some people lived upstairs of me. They were American-born people, girls, but they lived in Wyoming, and they didn't have this girl with it. So her and I started Franklin School. We went to Franklin School for a while.
Right. and you learned to speak English, though, just at work.
Oh, sure.
And, but you learned to write and read at school.
Yeah, that's good.
But what you started saying, what work you would have liked to have done if you had had the chance?
I would like to do some kind of a educational work, you know,
teaching
or something like that. I had a chance.
All right, now, when you were in school, for the night school, how did your Gentile classmates treat you? Did you see any of them socially?
They were mostly Jewish people. At Franklin School, I remember, when we went there, there weren't one Gentile, all Jewish. Young men and women, you know.
So you never had to go to any theater then, either?
We got along wonderful.
Did you like music? Did you play any musical instruments or go to concerts or opera?
Oh, I used to go. That I went later when my children were grown. Then of course, then we'd go to operas later on, but not when I was...
Not the early years.
When the children were young, you know, I had four children.
Did you ever go to the Yiddish theater or any other theater in the early days?
Oh, sure.
Yiddish theater?
Oh,
was
sure.
There other theater too? Beside the Yiddish theater, or mostly just the Yiddish theater?
No, other ones too. We used to love to go to the Carnegie Music Hall on the north side.
Mm-hmm.
We used to walk. Walking didn't mean anything, you know.
What, for concerts or
concerts? Saturday afternoon they had the organ recitals, you know, in Carnegie Music Hall, in north side. Mm-hmm. And I had a girlfriend, and her and I used to go there every Saturday.
Do you ever go to attend any lectures?
Yes, I used to.
Where would you go for those?
I went with my girls when they were grown.
But in the early days,
no.
Were there any lectures
around? No, the crowd I
was referring to.
The girls that went with me didn't go to any lectures.
Did you ever have occasion to use the public library?
Well, they used to bring home a book once in a while, but not too much of it.
And did you read any Pittsburgh newspapers at that time?
No, my father used to get the Pittsburgh paper. What do you call it today? I forgot the name.
The Press?
No.
Post-Gazette?
No, I don't have anything. The Yiddish...
Volksfreund.
No.
The Tageblatt.
Tageblatt.
My Zadie was the editor of that. See, my husband is now the editor of the Chronicle. But my Zadie started the Tageblatt, the Volksfreund. He came in 1887.
Oh, my mother used to read well, Jewish.
All right. Now, when you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person?
Oh, my gosh.
In what ways? For Kashrus and Shabbos?
Oh, heavens. My folks were very, very, very religious. My mother was a woman. Very well, unusually religious, not a fanatic, but real religious,
sincere,
real kind.
Deep. Did you change any of those religious practices during the first 5 years?
Not the first 5 years, but later on, you know how they do.
Now, when you lived on Townsend Street or around near there, what synagogue did you attend here in Pittsburgh?
Well, there was the Pelish, what was the name? What's that name, that Pelish Yeshua?
Now it's the Pulsetic.
Yeah. They used to be, what street were they on? My folks were members there. My father was a shamus there.
Did they call it by the name Pulsetic then too?
No.
Or they just called it the Pulsetic?
No, something else. Something about that name.
It's not Pulsetic.
No, it's
not. The Pulsetic Shul. You don't remember exactly where it was? And how often did your family used to go? Did your father go every Shabbos?
Oh,
or every day?
Every day, sure. My mother would go Saturdays. If it was thunder or lightning or no matter what, she'd never miss it. My father used to go to shul.
Mm-hmm. And you had all the observances in your home?
Oh, heavens, yes. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Now, did you experience any change in health yourself due to the change of climate or food or anything when you first came to Pittsburgh?
Mm-mm. No, we didn't pay attention to that, you know.
Where did you go for medical care here in Pittsburgh? Do you remember the names of any doctors or where you were?
Well, of course, later on I had doctors.
There used to be a little fellow of Dr. Rabinovich. He used to be what was he down the Caller Street, I think he was. He was an English priest, he was my doctor.
All right. Now, did you belong to, what were the first organizations that you belonged to here in Pittsburgh, you yourself? You told me about the shul, and did you belong to any Zionist groups or any?
No, I belonged to one organization, the baby home, I think it was, when I lived over there. You see, where I lived over there, I was away from Jewish people. And I didn't, it was hard to...
This is on Breckenridge Street, after you were married.
Yes,
but I mean...
When I was young, no, I didn't belong. No.
Uh-huh. And, but did you belong to any organizations that had pushkis in your house?
Everybody had a pushkis.
Do you remember the names of some of the ones that you had?
No. But everybody, sure.
But the baby home was the first one main thing that you belonged to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For a while there, I belonged to that.
And do you remember where you went in the early days when you were growing up, before you were married or right after you married, where you used to go for a good time with your husband or your wife or with your friends for social activities? What kinds of things?
We usually had parties. They were at home parties. You know. People used to throw parties, you know. And then with the girls, before I was married, I had a group of girls who would go walk over to Shenley Park. And there, you know, spend the day. That was on Sundays.
Picnics.
And Saturday. Of course, Saturdays we'd go to the Carnegie Music Hall. That was that.
Mm-hmm. Did you attend any sporting events? Did you know about the YMCA or any other non-Jewish agencies?
No.
Now, do you remember the names of any local meeting places that people used to gather at for meetings or lectures, the names of places?
I don't remember. I tell you, my mind is...
It's a long time ago. I think it's wonderful that people remember as many things as they do.
I tell you, this 1 year since I moved here took a lot out of me, too. So.
Now, where did you mostly meet people during those first 5 years that you were here?
Homes.
At work and then homes?
Homes, sure, we'll visit.
And were you friendly with any non-Jewish people in those first
years? Not too many,
most of the neighbors were Jewish?
I'm sure.
Anybody at work that was non-Jewish that you were working
very,
with?
Very, very few. Mostly Jewish. Very few, but friends.
Okay. Now, did any of your friends from those early days, girlfriends that you went around with, you said before you married, did any of those stay your friends, lasting friendships till later life?
They died on me.
Well, I know they died recently, but I mean as you grew up.
Oh my!
Did you still keep the friendships with the early ones that you made?
The only one, yes, sir. But like I say, my best friends, which people that I've worked with and lived, you know, we used to run around together.
Yeah, but your early friends, you did stay through most of your life close friendships.
Very
did you have any other family aside from your immediate family here in Pittsburgh?
No.
So then you did all your family celebrations with only in your immediate family.
Family and friends.
Yeah,
friends.
But this is particularly about family.
No.
Now, during these first 5 years that your family was here, did you maintain contacts with people in Europe or the rest of the world? You had your grandparents still in Europe.
Oh, my mother. She still
and wrote to the grandparents.
And I had an aunt and uncle that came here from Europe after that.
But they were from Poland, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, are you an American citizen? Remember, do you have citizenship papers?
Yes. I have a card. But because I was so young, it was years ago.
Shows that you got on your father's paper.
My father, that's my father's paper. Yeah.
And do you remember when it was that he got them?
Oh, heavens, I don't remember.
Do you remember when you first voted?
Oh, I don't remember. This is long ago.
when you were all right, able to, huh?
Sure.
Probably. All right, do you remember what party you first belonged to? Democrats or Republicans?
I tell you the truth. I didn't even know the difference. I went to vote. We were kids, you know.
Yeah.
After a while, we find out there's parties and different things. But years ago, I don't know.
Don't remember which it was that you first voted with?
No. But of course, later on, it was the Democrats.
You weren't active in politics?
No. Didn't have time.
Now, where did you first meet the person that you married? Wait, I better...